Elevate Lifestyle Podcast, AR Records, this your boy Eternal. Elevate your mind, elevate your body, elevate your soul, and in turn, elevate your lifestyle. Inside that there's a purpose to it, right? Yeah, it wasn't just like, I'm just trying to fucking make E just go out of his mind, die. No, I was trying to kill you in the best way to build you stronger. But there had to been, I know there's many times. How many times did I send you home, bro? Just go home. Not because I'm like, yo, bro, we're here for... The thing about E that I love, man, in the gym, man, if you guys get a chance, man, tap in your IG real quick.
ISO Sexy Tattoos.
Well, can you spell it for them? Because, yo, this is the craziest thing. I'll be at Whole Foods. I'm talking to the manager. They looking at my sleeve. Who did your tat? And I'm like, yo, it's... And then I got to call E. Like, how do I spell your fucking...
They never get it,
yo,
man,
spell it out super slow for them so they can understand.
It's EYESOS. CEKSY tattoos, TATTOOS.
Tattoos. And if you guys look at E, he is, and I'll say this as now I'm speaking as a coach, one of the internally strongest, flexible, like you guys would not believe, bro. I got videos on my shit. It's eternal.fight.fit on IG. If you look at the videos, man, like if you look at the way E moves, the lightness, the quickness, you know, it's dope. So when you would come to me, right, I know I see you as a, I see all your potential. I see where you're at, right? And then I'd take it to the max. Literally, not to break you, but not to break you, if that makes sense. The most positive things, right?
Same thing I do to the apprentice.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. But there had to have been a trust, right? For you, for all the crazy shit that you say, all of it, right? Mm-hmm. But you had to trust that there is a reason to it. I'm not just trying to fucking, you know what I'm saying? Even when I would send you home, you got to trust like, okay, you know, I get it. There's a reason, right? So the same thing when a client comes to you as a tat, they got to trust that or don't. Have you ever denied a client?
Oh, man, I've denied plenty of clients.
Talk about that real quick. Why? What would make you? Because you are one of the most patient, easygoing, aware individual when it comes to, like, you know, this your craft. And I'm saying that because it's just facts. I've had tattoos all over the country, bro. I've had, you know, my first tattoo, I think, was your age when I was 13. It's this one. Yo, you know what's crazy, E?
Yeah.
Yo, we talked about this. This tattoo is my oldest, and it can still be red. What does that, let's tell the people, why is that? Because it's all words, and they're all small, and usually they bleed in, right?
Well, you got to know what the fuck you're doing first.
So the dude who did this tat, this is my very first tat, this one, and you can still read it, correct?
I'm glad you brought the thing is, man, when we were talking about you getting your first tat from me, or even the tat that you got on the other arm that I fixed.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between somebody who's trying to create a tattoo for a couple of years versus somebody like myself. I'm trying to create a tattoo that's going to last 20, 30, 40 years, bro.
Absolutely. And what's the difference between a one-year tattoo and a 20-year?
Well, first off, let's say a one-year tat, man, it can be just as expensive as a 30, 40-year tat. But at the end of the day...
What does that mean? Explain that.
Man, there's people that don't know what they're doing that still charge $200 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Because they know they can. And some people have the lack of knowledge of tattooing, so they see what they see, and as long as it sticks, it's good. But they don't understand if you go too deep, you get a line that's blown out, which means it's gonna spread, or you're gonna cut it in. Let's say with words specifically, man, everything has to be put into a specific layer of that skin, man. With lines, you don't want to go too deep, man. If you go in too deep, you could create a blowout, which means that line is gonna spread. All ink will spread over time regardless, but you usually want to pick a needle which the artist would understand with their experience which size needle to use. So if I was to do some small lettering, I'm probably going to use a needle that I would, like, let's say I'm doing some 1-inch lettering, man.
Well, let's actually go right into this, because these are small, right?
Tiny.
What needle did you use? And I'm showing it's the tattoo E just started, and we're gonna finish on Sunday. On my core, but what What's the difference between the needles?
Nowadays, man, shit's way deeper, bro. So we used to just have, like, a liner would be, you know, a 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. That's right. The amount of needles that's in there. And it would just be that.
Yeah.
Whether the needle was a certain thickness, it didn't matter. They were all just pretty much the same.
Right.
Nowadays, they're making needles that have different gauges, which means...
What does that mean? Yeah.
Which means, like, say I used a 3 on you for that, it was a 0.25 millimeter. That's,
can you break that down for the people that don't know what
that's a super thin, thin needle. It's literally point.
And it was necessary because of the detail in the work, right?
Yes. They have threes that are like 0.35 millimeters. So, and that's a lot fat. That's 10 millimeters bigger than, you know, each needle is that size. So, you know, if I have three of those, you're getting a fatter needle size, even though it's three, than the 0.25. Which makes it a finer, sharper needle, you know what I mean? If I was doing those letters, for example, you would need to know how to use that needle and what it's gonna spread like versus the one that's the 0.35, which is a little bit fatter. Even though they're three, the spread rate is gonna be a little bit bigger.
So how do you determine, so you were talking about a year tattoo and a 20-year tattoo. So obviously this first tattoo I got is a 20-year tattoo because you can still read it, right?
Yes.
You're a tattoo artist, yeah, and you can still read it. It's clean, right?
It's not gonna spread.
And they're small, and it's harder to over time to have smaller letters that don't bleed in. Correct.
Most definitely, man.
So so when you do a 20-year tattoo, first of all, every tattoo you do it for the long term. Correct.
Yes. Yeah, so there's things that I will see picture wise, and I'll say, okay, well, that's not gonna work. Like you see people doing like. Little coin-sized pictures of a lion.
Like, yeah, bro, yeah, he's like, yo,
that shit is not gonna fucking hold up.
And that's where trust comes in, because I gotta trust the tattoo artist, right?
I don't give a fuck how badass you are. That shit is not gonna hold up for 20 years. It might look dope for 5.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But in 5 or 10 years, you're gonna have to go get it touched up.
Yeah.
So what's the point of getting touched up if it's not gonna last?
Right.
I mean, obviously it's cool to go get a touch up, but if you're paying these big bucks, you want that bitch to last, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, everything I had on my head, these guys know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
They did things with pure intention, not on accident, or not because they were just trying to get the picture done and get the person out. So let's say with a walk-in, say somebody wants to come and get a butterfly that's realistic, that's the size of my thumbnail. It's not gonna happen,
do people
bro.
Even come in like that?
Yes, they do all the time, bro. All the time. Oh, can I get a whole jungle scene? You know, I just want it 2x2.
Yeah,
you
okay. Know? Yeah, and you tell them like just yo, it's not gonna work
yeah. like that. I could do it.
Would you even do it? Like, would you even put your hand on that? Because
so I was gonna say I could do it for you, but I'm gonna tell you right now that it's not gonna last, so I'd rather not do that for you.
Right.
You know, some people are hard headed, bro, so they ain't trying to hear it. And they go to the next guy, and the next guy is gonna do it way worse. So if it's that, if it comes down to that, I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability, and I'm gonna give them what they ask for. But I'm gonna let them know straight up, bro. You know, and I'm gonna take some things and alter it to where it's still gonna last a lot better.
Let's talk about how you said you turn down clients all the time. Why? Is it because of this or is there other reasons?
It's definitely because of that. So there's people that want lettering that is so fine that I know is not going to hold up. And I know that my name's going to be on it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if they get that tattoo and in a year it turns out like what I told them, they're going to come back to me and ask me, hey, bro, can you fix this? That's a waste of my time. Because one, I already told you. I knew what it was going to be like.
And you
didn't want to listen. So if I have to go through that, you know, I'm going to deal with a headache that's longer than me just getting a...
What's a portfolio for a tattoo artist?
Hey, nowadays, it's all online, man.
Okay, but let's talk about back in the day. And then now it's all online. So like if you guys tap in with ISO Sexy, is it tattoos?
Yeah. ISO Sexy tattoos.
You'll see the portfolio. But back in the day, what it used to be?
Man, you print your motherfucking pictures out and bring them to the shop inside of like a photo album. And honestly, man, a lot of places will still require that because it's kind of like, I want to see it for myself. It's so easy to steal pictures and put them on your own Instagram.
Oh, people do that?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, you just put me up on game to a side that like
people get busted, bro. People get fucked.
Yo, if somebody took your shit, right? So let's say, for example, like you did an original piece. And can you tell the people, what does an original piece mean? Because I believe we count them 7 are original pieces. What does that mean? Every tattoo I've gotten from you, I've actually sent you a thing and then you've put your own touch on it. Yeah. Right or wrong. You've never actually taken the picture and been like, okay, let me just fucking boom, put it on the iPad, print it out, boom. You've actually put your on everything, some correct?
Some clients, I do that because that's exactly what they want. You got to give them what they want. But for you specifically, yeah, man, everything is original, bro. So
absolutely, yeah.
Just take the hamster, for example, man. You know,
a hamster made it
is
dope.
A hamster. You can't really change the idea of a hamster.
Yeah.
But the internals, yeah. The stuff that goes in it, all the extra yeah. stuff, all that is custom, bro.
Yo, so, just to, just so you guys know what he did, like all this stuff, like so, and again, we're gonna I'm gonna show you videos of this. The on my arm, the first tat I got from E is the Hamza, and I told E that, and again, I'm not gonna say on this show the reason why, but I told him it needs to have green in it, right? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There was a reason to for why, you know. And then I also needed, so, you know, a deep part of who I am and you know, my own spiritual thing is ancient Egypt. You remember I told you that?
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, I actually came to E and I was like, how can we, you know, incorporate? And E was like, yo, you know what? I can put the pyramid in there. And then I put the eye right there. And then actually the eye in the Hamza, because most eyes in any Hamza that you see, they're just eyes. They call them the evil eye.
Yeah.
But you put the eye of Horus, which it doesn't, you know, to the listeners, it doesn't matter if you know, this is my own thing. But I have the eye of Ra, and then he put the eye of Horus, you know, and he made it so fucking dope. We're going to take video of it and show it to you. And put the green and put the pyramid. So it is a Hamza. Like he's saying, you can't really, you know, but then it is the own actual creative process.
Yeah, nobody
you know?
Got that one.
No, 100%. And that was important to me too. I told E that. I was like, everything I do, I want. You remember, bro, when I sent you this one that we're just starting on? Yeah. Do you remember I asked you, have you done that? Have you actually, is that something that people get to me? I came to you, I was like, yo, I want to make sure that this is not something that is a trend. Because we just talked about trends, crowns, lions, yeah, you know, clocks, TikTok, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you were like, nah. And I'm like, all right, bet. Because this is the deepest for me where I'm at, meaning, you know?
Like I said, man, I had only tattooed it one time, but the way I'm tattooing it on you, I've never tattooed it like that.
Yo, wait
just
till
like
you got
that hamster, bro. I've tattooed so many hamsters, bro, but I've never tattooed that one on anybody.
Yeah.
And almost every single one that I do is different.
Let's kind of veer off for a second. Let's talk about, so you are an artist in the truest sense, right? This is what I feel. Can we talk about, what do I have before we let the people know, what do I have in front of me right now?
Just some art, just some drawings and some things, man. I do a little bit of everything. I mean, I even sculpt, man. But
okay, yeah, no
I
doubt.
I didn't bring nothing like that. But the first one there that you got is that's kind of bringing it back to my graffiti days, man. Me and my homeboy was on there.
Okay, what's the inspiration behind this?
That's honestly just creating, man. Being free. You know?
Okay, okay. Do you when you do color the. So when you choose your colors, right? What is there anything that goes behind that, or is it just like what you're feeling in the moment?
So honestly, it's just, so I'm gonna put it like this: a lot of graffiti is done with what you got on hand, bro.
Absolutely, you know? 100%.
So you might have a bunch of scrap cans or a bunch of scrap markers, or you might have brand new markers that you stole, or you might have bought them. It doesn't matter where you got it. Dude up top is actually my brother in a sense.
Okay, his no doubt. Hey, can we get a name?
His name is Emilio Garcia.
Okay, shout out to Emilio.
Demo man.
100%.
My name right there at the bottom, ISO one. He brought three different things. That one right there that you showed with graffiti is with paint and paint markers and stuff like
okay.
that. Yeah, this one right here is in ballpoint pen.
Ballpoint pen. Right.
Honestly, I like to do a lot of Chicano art, man.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of shit you'll see on lowriders, you know.
Okay.
I would, let's say, gangbanging tattoo type shit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
They so, kind of relate to California, but you know, it's here too. We got shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, shout out to Cali, man, because that's but, the, you know, I got to always shout out Cali, man. But, that's
for
my.
Me, I like to do it because I can bring a Houston flavor to that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, with me, pen drawings really relate to the Chicano lifestyle, man. You take it back to like jail and shit. I never did like a big sentence in jail or nothing, but you know, I got a lot of.
It don't matter if you did a big or a small. That's just not the life.
I got a lot of influential stuff from there. Yeah. So you know, when I do stuff in pen, man, it's really like to kind of showcase and bring that spirit more alive. You know?
Absolutely, and this is super dope, man. Can I ask you a couple questions about this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So in the top right corner, we have two eyes behind a chain link fence. So there's a chain link fence, okay, and there's a female with two eyes. What are the two eyes representative of for you?
So that whole entire image is actually based upon like forbidden luxuries.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And that right there, it actually tells a whole entire story in itself. The eyes, for example.
Right.
When you get locked up, you have an image of the outside world from what you already knew about it. But when you get locked up, you don't necessarily know what that outside world is anymore. You only know it from what people are told you or what you may be able to catch on the television here.
Right.
Or on the radio.
Because you in an environment that where you're basically, I always tell people that haven't been in that, it's like you in the grave, like real talk.
You have a whole new world. It's the world inside.
You just locked away, like you just completely, it's you and yourself, man. And then whatever bullshit you dealing with, you know what I'm saying?
Let's say, so I put a female there because we could say most of the people, let's say the dudes getting locked up, they may have a lady on the outside.
Right.
They may have remembered her from where she was, but they don't know what she is. So that specific image is almost a hallucination of the two because they're seeing what they remember, their lady, but they don't know if that lady's playing them, doing something.
Right, and then also in that environment, there's a lot of talk, right? Like meaning, the dude, depending on where you're locked up, if you cell block or if you in solitary or if you in a pod, you know what I'm saying? Just depends on, you know, if you fucking county, upstate, because now even in those environments, they have like computers and shit, you know, but you remember what a Dear John letter is?
I think so, but not necessarily.
A Dear John letter, just to break it down, man, when you locked up, a Dear John letter is basically like from your lady, and I'm sure females are locked up from your dude saying basically, Dear John, meaning whoever it is, Dear E, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but we didn't know, you know, saying, yo, love you, yeah, blah, blah, thought, blah, man. You know? Yeah, that's it. So now it's probably like a Dear John fucking on the fucking phone. I don't know, but I, you know.
JPEG.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah. Like, you know, Dear John letters, like, you know, so like the dude fucking, he got a dear, then you got, then because you fucking isolated, then your mind starts
sitting,
going.
Thinking, marinating.
Yeah. Then, you know, things start coming in. And so that's dope, man. Let's go a little bit. Can we go a little deeper into this picture?
There's a pile of cocaine with the dollar bill, man.
At the very, very bottom.
A lot of times, let's just take it all the way, man.
Yeah.
In the hood, man, a lot of people want to get the money. And
right.
Get the money. They want to get the fly shit.
Chains,
jewelry, cars, you know what I'm saying?
All the flashy.
Women, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Paradise, going and traveling, doing their thing, whatever, however they do it.
Yeah.
But the whole sense is, when you get one, you get the other, but it also tears it away. So you may get some cocaine. You use the dollar bill to sniff it.
Right. You're
spending your money to get it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You might blow your dollars on that shit.
100%.
You might also you might not get in trouble doing cocaine or anything else. But in a lot of those issues, they bring about addiction. They bring about a rough. Or, you know, you could get that and you could sell it and make money to get the car.
The car. So there's the low rider right here. That's
which
dope.
Is representing like materialistic goods. You know what I'm saying? Like people
want to
have fly chains, bad grills. You know, they want to have the dopest tats. They want to have fucking Versace shirts.
No doubt.
And sometimes you can't afford to get that shit, bro. So what do you do? You know, in the streets, they sell drugs, bro.
Yeah.
Or they steal shit and they sell product.
Right.
Or females, you know, I hate to say it, you know, I'm not representing any kind of sex trafficking or anything like that, but the reality.
No, we talking about real shit. So like we, ain't no way that we're romanticizing that lifestyle, but it's just like, you know, for people that listen to this, they've been through it. They already know what you talking about. For the people that aren't, that haven't been through it, that just like see it in the movies and you think you know about it. What I love about this is it's not just showing the flash and the, you can say the glam, it's showing what you know, you can, you know, you get money in your pocket, you get this
related
shorty,
to that,
this,
man. That. Like Pimp C said, pimping ain't dead, it just moved to the website, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's huge, bro. You see OnlyFans out there now.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to change the subject.
No. We going, so there's no, reality, it's all the same subject, if that makes sense.
It's glorifying that lifestyle in a sense, man. It's kind of showing like a forbidden passion of things that people might desire in that state, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, money, drugs, women.
Women,
cars and clothes and hoes.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go up to the, so there is there's two females in this picture. There's three, right? We talked about the one behind the fence, okay? The chain link fence. There's one to the left, but let's talk about the biggest, the female, the centerpiece. Yeah. Man. Talk about that real quick.
So it's kind of to bring a sexuality of all the things around it. It's like, okay. It's almost like it's a beautiful thing in a way if you look at it. It's kind of like, it's a culture in itself, man. You could look at it as something ugly, but in reality, when you look at it, people make movies about it. They tell stories about it. It's a beautiful thing in itself, man.
Yeah.
So it's almost representing the beauty of it all.
Let's talk about what's over her. So I feel like everything you draw, because of the way you're explaining it, has a purpose and a reason. Why the right eye and not the left eye? And what's over the right eye? What does that represent of the main female? Why? Because you could have made it where it was her left eye showing, right? And I feel like it's a purpose that it was the right eye. And then what is the... Almost looks like, if you remember back in the day, a Stussy symbol. Do you remember that? I'm not saying that this is what it is, but like it was a brand. It was things people used to... it was more for a suburban, like a skater brand, Stussy. I believe it was a skater. Don't quote me on that. I believe it was either skater or something, but I know, if I remember correctly, more suburban kid. It wasn't like hood rat shit like we were talking about. Like, you would never see... Your boys from the hood fucking running around. But what I'm saying, I'm not saying that that is the symbol. Almost looks like similar, but why the right eye?
Not necessarily a specific reason, but one eye is covered because it's a blurred vision.
Okay, so there you go.
You're only seeing it for what it is. You're not seeing it for what it ain't.
For the actual.
You seeing it, say, you know, for me, example, man, I started selling weed and shit when I was young because it was an easy way to make money.
Right, you need to make some money.
Man, tatting, it was just easier. I could do my own thing. Nobody was going to tell me what the fuck to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality of it all, you know, I was doing that at my mom's house, bro. And that's the biggest danger. I put my mom in danger, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Just the fact that you can even actually understand that looking back, you know, and just even seeing that, like, yo, I actually doing what I was doing, I actually was putting the person, one of the people I love the most in my life, in danger. That just, it says a lot about your growth. And again, I didn't know E when he was a kid, but I do know E now, and he's one of the kindest, deepest individuals, and that's just real talk. Let's move to the female on, so if I'm looking at the picture to the left, but if I was in the picture to the right, let's talk about her. Who is she? What does she represent? Or is she somebody
that is
from your past?
Somebody.
Okay, yeah, all right. So what, who
not
is she?
Somebody from my past, but it's just the Instagram model I like, man. I chose to put her in because she had a dope photo. She goes by the name of Saint T.
Saint T.
I got a homeboy. He goes by Ricey Flush on Instagram.
Well, shout out to both of them. Yeah. What's in her hands?
Marijuana plants. Honestly, that's kind of another way to like go about, like, so a lot of things, sex sells, bro.
100%. Yeah. It's easier. That's why OnlyFans is
game, bro.
Up and popping right
now.
It's
game when you have females selling your product, bro. And I'm not.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
So that's almost showing, like, hey, you know, let's sexualize this. You know, oh, we have a pretty lady, you know, selling some weed or whatever. Oh, I want to buy that from her because niggas is lame, bro.
Yeah. Hey, real talk. No. That's facts. That's facts. Yeah.
Because, oh, she cute. Maybe I'll get in and talk to her.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to get up in there. Yeah. 100%.
And on some real shit, some women are the most player-made bitches out there.
Yo, hey, he's saying facts, man, because it's not even funny, man. Like, you know, that it's truly, it's if you ain't up on it, and it's not even just in the game, meaning with just selling drugs in life, bro. If you don't understand females, you know, and it's easy. I see it day and night, night and day, everywhere. Like, they playing dudes, man. 24/7. Yeah. And this is not, we ain't in the game, females. Yo, if a dude lets you play them, if two of all the females listen to this, man, if a dude lets you play them, then props to you. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's on the dude. Nah, I'm just being real. I'm being real. I can't even knock it, because look, if they're going to open that door, then do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
The reason I bring that up is, man, because honestly, you see it in tattooing, bro. These ladies will come in trying to play their little fucking bullshit.
Yo, they do
bro.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've been in it long enough, and I'm like, shit, you finna pay me my top dollar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they trying to get the, yeah, 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 yeah.
Show your titties all you want.
But how often do you see that, like, dudes be like, oh, okay, oh, well,
all
yeah.
The time, bro.
Yo, I charge $100. You know what? I'll give you 25. Man, like,
just,
you know.
Get up, bro. Yeah. Or just, you know,
like,
girl,
come
just
on,
pay
man.
Me like 200 for today, you know? You know, I go based on what the work is. If it felt like
absolutely.
It was easier that day,
yeah.
You know, you could have your titties out and your ass out, and I'm going to still charge you what I feel like the work
yeah.
is.
Yo, yeah. Shout out, speaking of, and not because you said titties, ass out, just speaking of female tattoos, shout out to, man, you do so many dope pieces, but shout out to, there's a dope ass, I believe a back piece. I don't know if it's on your IG still. Where's my phone? I mean, there's a dope ass, you did a whole back piece on a shorty. It was one of the dopest.
Of the angels?
Yeah. So is that, I know it's probably a couple months back. I don't know.
Last year.
Okay, well, so the thing is, man, he's my man's, and I look at all his work, but he got so much work. But there is one specifically, he knows what I'm talking about. Shout out to that fucking piece. That's super dope, man. There is another part of this picture that, can we talk about that up left? Okay. There's a helicopter, a gun, and a female holding the gun. Like, she, and in fact, so you know what, the female with the, you purposely put the, what are these called? The nails, the, you know, the fake, not the fake nail, but you know what I'm saying?
They're fake.
All right. Yeah. Explain that part of it.
Man, it goes back to just the whole idea of, you know, them being dangerous. Not necessarily just the women, but the whole sense of it is, you know, you could have the drugs and just to be using it for yourself, man.
Right.
But you might have somebody kicked though.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Any situation, but the little helicopter up there represents that there's always something lurking in the back, whether it's trouble, whether it's the laws, whether it's somebody trying to cop your shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's always something out there.
And so
you have to have the gun for protection, or you might have somebody pull that on you and rob
or you come train with your boy Eternal and you use your fucking hands and break their fucking face.
Or you're out there robbing people. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I mean, facts. But why is a female holding the gun?
Kind of because it's shady.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no doubt.
You can't really have too much trust. The biggest thing is behind that is the trust, bro.
Trust. Trust is everything. But it also, if the misplaced trust will get you in a box, and that box meaning both boxes, either the box that we were just talking about when you locked up, or the box that, you know, there's no coming back from that, depending on what you follow or believe in. You know what I'm saying? Some people feel death is final, and you know, it is what it is. This one's dope. I saved this for the last. Can we talk about this real quick? First of all, we talked about ballpoint ink, right? And then we talked about paint. What is this done with? Is it, if I'm not mistaken, it's either what are those called? The
graphite, mechanical.
Yeah, paint. Exactly. Okay, yeah. So what is this picture?
That's actually the Virgin Mary. The biggest thing behind that specific image is the belief of religion.
Okay, dope. So you have your own, and I really love this because, and again, we're going to say this right here, man, on Elevate Lifestyle, man, podcast, and, you know, with me, with E, you know, we don't actually, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to speak for you, we don't judge anyone for anything. So we're talking about if you have a religious affiliation, we're not knocking it. We're not disrespecting anyone's religion. These are just different viewpoints, perspectives, you know. And if you don't like it, you know, it's all good. But we're not, and correct me, I don't want to speak for you, we're not knocking anyone.
Not at all, man. Okay. And a lot of things that I might do religious, it's all for artistry.
Yeah. No, I just want to let people know, like, we, you know, this whole podcast, this show, man, is about positivity and showcasing in Houston and, you know, in all different areas, positivity. Okay. And this is one of the things, what I love about this, this is the Virgin Mary, this is your take. What I love about this is that in one hand, there's a heart, correct? Okay, so it's like a beating heart, like just came out the chest, right? Definitely. One side of the face is that picturesque, like you would see of the female or the interpretation. But the other side is where you see the inner, like the actual, the skull, like that. And I'm not speaking for your drawing. I'm just telling you what I see so the viewers, they can understand. Behind it is what most people would associate with the Virgin Mary, with the you know, the rays, sun rays, moon rays, light. Depending on which, light. And then you have the shawl, of course, you know, that's like the number one thing that people put with the Virgin Mary. And then more importantly, this is important. So the hand, one hand has a heart, and that's a full hand. That's just, you know. But the other hand is touching the face, but also has the images of the actual internal beyond the skin. So deeper than the visual. That was my, in my own understanding of the picture. Can you explain it now?
So that actual picture is supposed to be an installation. It's not supposed to move. The biggest thing is it's actually missing blood in there, which she's actually taking from a human heart. And the reason she has a human heart is a person that believes is going to have heart for that or a big feeling about that religion. So, we could say full-heartedly,
right.
A Christian is going to believe through and through and believe what they believe, and they're not going to be swayed by it.
Absolutely.
However, that lady, the Virgin Mary, would not exist if it wasn't for a human believing in it with their full entire heart. So,
well, explain that. Hold on. So I know what you're saying. Can you explain that? What does that mean? Can you tell the people what that means? Like what you just said, can you go a little bit more in depth?
Well, let's take this for example, man. If you know how high you can jump and that's as high as you ever jumped, you're only going to believe you can jump that high.
Right. If you believe that's it. There's no, if you put a ceiling on yourself, correct?
Yes. So we're told that magic don't exist. You know what I'm saying? But if in your heart it exists, then so be it. It fucking exists because in your heart.
At 100%. Like, I mean, so it is all dependent. This is, I think, man, it's crazy. I could get into this with you for an hour. This is like one of the, I guess the windows into the mind of E and why actually I brought him on here to talk all about art and tattooing, but there's a whole nother side, and I'm actually bring E back if he's down with it, you know. And we're gonna actually get into we're gonna get way more in depth into what he's talking about right now, but it is all dependent on the person, right? So a lot of people, and I'm gonna touch on this, just I have to because you said it. Would you agree that a lot of people, not even in this day and age, just period, like they're sheep? And what I mean by that is that like they don't actually, not that they don't have the ability or the intelligence or everything internally to understand things for themselves, but they just don't want to. They let whether it be this religion, that religion, this belief, that viewpoint, they let people influence and actually solidify a viewpoint, a perspective, a belief that, you know, it's somebody else's. It's not yours. So, like, why would you just listen blindly? Do you feel what I'm...
All the way back to when I said the dudes get lions with crowns and the fucking all that shit. It's exactly what you said, bro.
Absolutely. They go hand in hand. But, like, so the thing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, the way you operate... And again, I don't want to speak for you, but correct me if I'm wrong. The way you operate in your life, you view things, and if they make sense to you, to E, right, then you rock with them. But you don't just blindly just take.
Hell nah. We got a thousand sides to it. It's not just black and white. It's gray, red, and all the colors in between.
Absolutely. Let's finish this. Is it? And I'm sure there's a lot more to this picture than we just talked about. Can we can you let the people know what else is, what's this picture talking about?
Oh, honestly, like I said, there would be no Virgin Mary. There would be no Jesus. There would be no Buddha. There would be no nothing godly or deity-wise if a person didn't believe in it.
Yes.
So the skull and the rotten flesh, it's simply a representation of her not existing, being dead. And her holding a human heart is the love of a person or the belief of a person.
That makes
She's
it real.
She's actually supposed to be rubbing the blood from the heart on her face, which is creating life.
Yo, that's dope. See, you see how, well, absolutely. I think that's just the dopest. I think that's the dopest shit. That's where you can tell, man, that, like, to be honest with you, man, a lot of people, they'll do things. And here's, we'll tie this back into tattoos. I always ask people, like, if they show me tattoos. First of all, I don't show my tats to anybody. I get them for me. You know that. I told you that. Not that I hide them. I just don't, like, I'm not like, hey,
same with
you know,
me, bro.
But I don't want if anyone would ever ask me, what does that mean? You know, my first answer is if I don't know, I ain't talking about it. The reason why is because it's so deep to me. Right. But when people show me their tattoos, I ask them, like, what does that mean? And do you know, I think we talked about it a long time ago. Do you know 99.9%? And I'm not a tattoo artist, but you know, 99.9% of people can't explain what they got, why they got it, what they got, you know? Like, no, real talk. I think we talked about this. The reason why is because they...
Fake shit.
Because they just getting it because just for whatever. Like, I could tell you, like, I could break down the... I think we just did, which, and this is for all the followers of Elevate Lifestyle. I think we just broke down what the Hamza is on my arm. You know what I'm saying? Without saying the reason why I got it, but... When telling you the Eye of Horus, I could break down every part. The Egyptian pyramid, you know what I'm saying? The green in it. Every
geometry, you know.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. But so like, and if I needed to, I
Even
could break down
to the colors, you know?
Absolutely. And I could break that down about every tattoo I have and every tattoo that he's done for me. But the thing is, I guess what I'm saying is why it's so fucking dope and why this is a real, genuine, true lover of art creativity is because you just broke down and you know, I could keep asking you questions of every, you know, we have three pieces here. You broke it down to the detail, the reason. So you create with a purpose in mind. I guess that's
everything,
the point.
Everything I draw, everything I make, it has creation.
I encourage
the
you.
The only thing that probably doesn't have as much, but because it's sentimental in the way that I came about, it has a meaning.
It all has meaning. I definitely encourage each and every person listening to this show to tap in with E. Please give them and spell it out because they're gonna misunderstand all when day. You say it. Yeah, tap in your IG, bro, and spell it out, please, for the listening audience.
My Instagram is ISO Sexies Tattoos. It's EYESOSCEKSY. TATTOOS.
To even get an appointment, just so you guys understand, I can't believe I didn't go over this in the beginning. Just to because there's so much to talk about with you, dog, and it was all about art. Just so you guys even understand, and y'all can tap in. Shout out to Ro. Shout out to Dede. Shout out to Brittany. Shout out to everyone that's got a tattoo from E. You don't gotta just take it from me. Just to get an appointment, E is booked a month and a half in advance. Every time, just so I apologize, bro, because I brought you on here and it got so much into the art part, the business part of it. I want people to understand this. You can't get, and I'm saying this is facts, man. You can't actually just get in a point, like, for example, if you heard this today and you're like, oh, bet, you know what I'm saying? Let me tap into his IG. You tapped it in. You're like, man, I love his work, which all y'all gonna, I promise you, when you look at it, but you can't just hit him and be like, I need it tomorrow. It's never gonna happen. It's just not. It's crazy because these are facts. He's booked a month and a half, maybe sometimes even 2 months, I believe, depending on what time of the year, in advance. So what E is talking about, and again, bro, I apologize if I didn't actually get into the business side of it.
But a lot of my tattoos are multiple sessions. So I usually just set that. I take one deposit, and it's good to set the rest of appointments. I don't keep taking deposits. So
for them again, but yeah, what he's saying is basically you get $100 off, okay, and that's just out of love for the AR Records Elevate Lifestyle podcast, correct?
Yeah.
So for them, when they listen to this, if they DM you and they tap in or you know,
mention it,
they just mention the podcast, yeah. You know, AR Records. So I encourage you to check out E's work. You know what I'm saying? Don't take my word for gospel. Look at it. You know what I'm saying? And then listen to everything he said on here, man. This is a dude that really is going to, we didn't even get into your actual process. I got to bring you back another time if you don't, because we got into so many things. I want to actually get into the process of tattooing from that when the needle hits, you know, all that. There's a whole another deep thing. Like there's a whole chunk, but look at his work, you know what I'm saying? Listen to him on this whole interview. And if you vibe in with the energy that he's bringing to the table, you know, hit him. You know what I'm saying? Go in there. When you meet him in person, it's a wrap. I promise when you meet him, if you're serious about tattoos, if you don't want a little fucking, if you don't want the Jungle Book scene fucking tattooed on your nipple, huh. Like, you know what I'm saying? All jokes aside, this is a funny question, but in the future, do you feel like there will be micro tattoos like that where you just hit them with the laser, you know what I'm saying? Fucking put it in the computer, boom.
They already got some shit coming out like that,
See, they be doing crazy shit, man. Yeah, shout out to ISO 60 Tattoos. Shout out to all the tattoo artists in the studio. I feel like the environment there is something that whether you coming from fucking Cinco Ranch or you coming from fucking, you know, Southwest, you can vibe with that, the energy. This is a whole nother thing that there is a certain energy because when you getting tatted, you have to be in an environment, right, that is gonna allow you to be in a relaxed state. I brought you on, I said, we're going to talk about art, right?
Hell yeah.
And I kind of got way off into the art. We didn't get into, no doubt. But we got to talk about tattooing. And we're going to do that in part two, man. Shout out to ISO Sexy Tattoos. It's your boy Eternal, Elevate Lifestyle Podcast, AR Records, man. Thank you guys. Tap into part two coming soon. Give your IG one more time.
ISO Sexy Tattoos, EYESOSCEKSYTATTOOS.
And that's a wrap. Elevate Lifestyle Podcast, AR Records, this your boy Eternal. Elevate your mind, elevate your body, elevate your soul, and in turn, elevate your lifestyle.